You are listening to the Bugcast, episode 365.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Can you? Now the question is, can you feel it?
I felt that.
Hey. That was Talking Machine with Can You Feel It from Dusseldorf in Germany. They're a new alternative band which represent a mix of catchy melodies, experimental vibes and snotty rock. In their music, they encounter elements of funk, indie and punk, and that gives the unique style of Talking Machine. They started in 2014, and there is Juktesh Spent on vocals and guitar, Mark on guitar, Matthias on bass, and drummer Laura, who also was a songwriter, I believe. Oh, sorry, no. Their first year included the songwriting. This is a translation there. Now, with all four of them in place, they're doing all of their own songs and they enjoy doing lots of gigs. And you can find out more by checking out talkingmachine.de.
Excellent.
And what a good start to the show. It's good to be here, by the way.
It is. Now, the question is, why are we doing this on a Saturday? well, basically, we had carpet cleaners coming in on Friday morning to sort out our living room. And in the process of emptying the room, our broadband had to be disconnected.
Disconnected.
That's the word. And by the time I got home on yesterday evening, Friday evening, and put everything back together again, it was already 8 o'clock at night. So there just would have been insufficient time to get the show set up, the studio working and everything for our 9:30 start. So that's the reason why we took the decision on postponing the live recording until tonight. So if you're listening to the podcast version, you would get it a day late. Apologies. If you're listening to us live, awesome. Thank you very much indeed for doing so. And we will try and actually find out who is listening live at the moment over the next pair of songs. And we'll acknowledge those people later on as well. So anyway, welcome to the podcast episode 365. If this is your first time listening to us, then you may have already realised we are a music show and we feature independent and Creative Commons artists and try and give you a taste of the kind of music that you wouldn't hear anywhere else necessarily. On tonight's show, we do have a usual mix of such music, and we've also got a number of things to talk about. Some of the things that have happened today, and other things that have happened that we want to acknowledge, at the very least, that have happened over the last week. In the meantime, we do have some more music. This is a return for Potter with Meditation.
I know that I'm still rising, and there's no ease of mind, yeah.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this, your flight to new music and chat. Before takeoff, I'd like you to ensure that your tray tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
Heroes with the Circles from Taunton in the UK. Chris Bradford formed the Heroes with himself and Mark Hankins on guitar and vocals. It was completed when Pete Lennon on lead guitar. I've got a picture now of a guitarist being squashed. Dave Powell on drums and ex Palomino band member Brian Wally Wallace on bass guitar. From Taunton in the UK, which I've already said.
You have, yes.
You can check out more by finding them on marsbardo.com/heroes. I like the quirkiness of that.
Marsbardo.com.
Marsbardo.com, yes.
What? Yeah.
Not Mars Bardo.
It could be Mars Bardo.
Whatever. But anyway, I liked that.
Yeah, that was a good track. Yannick said it sounds a little bit like the Beach Boys.
Yeah, well, I think their tags were 70s on 80s. You know, it was like a throwback to the old types of
like
songs.
Surf rock kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, before that, you heard Meditation by Potter. Now, we have played Potter before. Remember Skibidi-Bop?
Skibidi-Doo? Yeah.
Yes, which you chose. About 8 weeks ago, I think it was, we played that. He's from Le Canet in France, and he's a beat maker, grooving on top of hip-hop, old-school, mixed with reggae, trip-hop, jazz, and ragamuffin. You can't go wrong with a bit of ragamuffin.
Funnily enough, my next track, Rambling Era, Ragamuffin was one of their tags.
Interesting.
As well as reggae, ska, various other things.
Yeah. If you want to find out more about Potter, his Facebook page is at facebook.com/Potter Beatmaker. And that's Potter spelled P-O-T-T-A. So then, shall we acknowledge the two people that are listening to us live over at thepodcast.org/live?
Do you know what? Two is better than none.
It certainly is. Bearing in mind we gave you very little notice of the postponement of last night's show, and only 20 minutes, I think it was, a notice that we were about to go live to record anyway. So
I'm going to claim 2.5, because although he's not listening, he is with us.
He is with us, and he is talking to us, although he's sulking at the moment because I neglected to acknowledge the fact that he was said he was leaving and spending the evening with his wife. But then he jumped back in the chat room anyway. So go ahead.
So Chalcolom and Yannick are both listening, and Kevy is not quite listening, but is with us in the chat room, even though he is spending time with his lovely wife.
Yes, I wonder if he's like sort of surreptitiously on his mobile phone under the desk.
Although they are not listening, they are showing live in the chat room. We've got Erkin Yilmaz, Gregorio SW, and Shy Mega also showing up. So, Dave's really struggling at the moment because he's trying not to sneeze, but he's failing horribly. And
horribly?
Yes, horribly.
What's horribly?
Should we do the acknowledgement one, because that's the somber one?
I was going to actually mention very quickly, and I should have mentioned this before the first pair of tracks, just to acknowledge John Culp and Archer UK, who on various social networks made comment on last week's show. This is the one that I did solo. And coughed pretty much all the way through it. And although both comments were very understanding of the situation, I do understand that there are schools of thought that says that if you're going to be coughing all the way through a show, then really you should edit it afterwards and get rid of the coughs. Now, I totally understand that, and I totally agree with it to a point. But this is one of the downsides of live recording with no editing, which is how we do this show.
Yes.
We do it, whatever we do, whatever we record is what gets released. And because the self-inflicted release time, which is 2 a.m. GMT on the Saturday morning or the next day, is only about two hours after we stop recording, is not possible to go through and edit an hour-long show and get it out in time. So, unfortunately, I do agree, it is wrong. I shouldn't have done it. I probably should have maybe cut the microphone out when anyone was going to be coughing. But unfortunately, that's what went out. So I do apologise if it offended anybody.
Yes.
So
We are just going to acknowledge, we don't want to dwell on the subject, but we would like to acknowledge the situations that have happened in France, Tunisia and Kuwait. And Dave's also mentioned Taiwan and Greece.
Yes, I found about these ones just a few months ago.
Oh, Taiwan is the park.
Yes, an inflammable powder sparked a fire at an amusement park outside Taipei in Taiwan. And also the situation in Greece where
the
finance ministers in the Eurozone have rejected a request to extend their bailout program beyond,
and it's causing a bit of
30th
panic.
Of June. It is causing panic. The banks in Greece have imposed a withdrawal limit on money so that account holders don't basically empty their accounts and start running for their lives. Okay, it sounds a bit overdramatic, but you know, we saw it here in the UK when
Northern Rock
failed. But that kind of action basically precipitated the eventual failure of Northern Rock. And I think that what they're trying to do is prevent that from happening in Greece. Because if people take all their money out of the banks, the entire financial system will collapse anyway. Not that it's not likely to, But it's a tough situation. So by force,
link into that Grease thing. I just watched a program called Fame Then Claim, and it was about people who reach celebrity status but then are now claiming benefits. Bruce Jones, who played Les Battersby.
Yeah, he was on a few reality shows.
Yeah, well, it seems that he is in the job centre and sort of things, and he's in a bit of a bad way. And Lisa from Big Brother, which we did watch at the time, it was Lisa and Mario. I think that was at the time when we were starting to lose faith with Big Brother.
That happened a long time ago for me.
Yeah, this was quite an early series. I think it was the one after Jade and whatnot, so it was quite a touchy one. But no, the situations in France, there was a terrible incident with a beheading. There was the bombing in the Kuwait mosque. And in Tunisia, there have been 38 confirmed dead, at least 36 injured. And at the moment, the death toll for Britain is 15. But I have now seen two separate Facebook posts for people desperately trying to track down their family.
Yeah.
So whilst they aren't in the number of confirmed dead, they're obviously not the information there for them yet. So I'm guessing it's just a hard time for them. But I would also imagine there's a bit of panic over there, and tourists will have been made to wait and things like that. So all I wanted to say is not to dwell on it, but just our thoughts with everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Hearts go out to the victims, the families, anybody affected by any of the situations going on there.
Also the people that are trying to deal with it over there.
Mm.
I saw two posts commenting about the inept staff at the hotel because they didn't help. Apparently there was two tourists that were sent down the wrong corridor and they got trapped, and they called the staff inept. In all the will in the world, those staff members were human as well, so they were probably as panicked as the tourists were.
Mm-hmm.
So I think saying that they were inept is a wrong thing. They may not have been thinking straight, but nobody would have been in that situation. And I think people have to realise that.
Indeed.
Should we do music?
We shall. This is Zoya with What's Done Is Done.
Chasing after your own shadow for fun. And it was you who caught me wishing to change. Told me it's no use. What's done is done. What's done is done. What's done is done. Not the least I should thank you. Cause when panic grows and I'm close to giving up, kept your words in the back of my tongue to remind myself that there's no use for excuses. What's done is done. What's done is done. And what's done is done. Well, if there's a roof over your bed, you got love and warmth and you keep your brain well.
Quick, we've got the best of all your British music, and if you ever want to hear it again, go to madeintheukshow.co.uk and follow the instructions. And remember, no coppers if you ever want to hear your music again.
say, and life goes on.
Life goes on. Don't get held up in your thoughts. Life goes on. Go with the flow and learn when taught. Life goes on. Don't get held up in your thoughts. Life goes on. Go with the flow and learn when taught.
Life goes on. The clock keeps ticking. And in this story, the plot theme thickens. See, I got these writings that I got from my vision. Made a decision to make an incision. Maybe it won't happen, but I believe in superstitions. I'm just a kid on a mission. I was put here to remind you. Just take a step forward and you'll put it all behind you.
Life goes on. Don't get held up.
Really liked that because it had different styles. The only criticism is it was too short.
It was incredibly short and caught me out. But
I wiggled in his general direction.
You did wiggle in my general direction, yes.
It's one of those songs that if you tuned in at key points, you wouldn't quite know. You would expect it to be a certain genre that it's not.
Hmm.
So anyway, that was The Rambling Era with Life Goes On Some from Summit in the US of A. Not sure quite where.
I have something.
Oh, hang on. Go on.
No. What, do you want to do it now?
Go on.
Okay. I looked up Summit in the USA. And if you disregard unincorporated communities and places that have been designated for statistical analysis only, there is a summit in Arkansas, California, Illinois, Mississippi, New Jersey, New York, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Alaska.
Well, it's in one of those. And there's no other information I can give you. It is the only track they have on Jamendo. They have no website to deal with, and I don't normally include these, but I liked the track so much, and I have only just uploaded it to Facebook. No, to Jamendo.
Jamendo.
So I will give them time to update their profile. We have linked to the profile, but yes, I liked that. So that was Rambling Era with Life Goes On Some.
It was fun. It really was. Is that the only track they had, did you say?
The only track they
That's
had.
That's a shame.
But it was one of the most recent uploads, so it could just be the first of many. And they
maybe the next
expand.
Time they'll on their bio and stuff. But yeah. Anyway, before that, you heard What's Done Is Done by Zoya, who is from Newport Beach in California. Storyteller and avid traveller Zoya is carving a home for herself in the indie folk music world. Unmasking her conscience in her confessional songwriting and orchestral arrangements, these revelations gather Zoya's experiences and understandings of the lives with whom she has brushed shoulders. Beginning the journey in her birth country of India, her childhood home in South California, and unearthing countless countries in between, Zoya has developed a genre that stretches across all borders. If you'd like to find out more about Zoya, her official website is zoyamusicofficial.com.
And I have just done a quick check on Google, and I cannot find any other websites for Rambling Era.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that one.
Yes, because I would love to hear more of their stuff. Definitely. Mm.
Well, on the basis of that alone, I think that was a really good track. And if it is their first track, then it looks promising.
Yeah.
Anywho, where have we been today?
We have been to the Coningsby Music Fest.
Yes, we have. This is the first year of the Coningsby Music Fest, and I would hazard a guess that by
the
success of it, it will not be the last. The Music Fest was basically, it was put together by a group of individuals and executed by a huge number of volunteers. And basically the generosity of the community that has put this whole thing together. And it was a really, really good a good event. Now, as a family, we're limited by the number of things we can go to. But we did make an effort, and we did go to two venues.
Chapel, Connors the Castle,
venues.
Eagle and Child. Four, if you include the manse, because we kind of...
Which wasn't actually a musical venue.
But we heard
Although
music.
We heard them, yes. yeah, so we went to a few venues, which is good. We saw a total of four artists performing, which were all very good as artists. But unfortunately, we did feel a little let down at one of the stages by the PA. I'm not going to go into too much detail about that because it was a personal gripe.
Although one of the bands also didn't like the PA and just said, you know, we're not going on the stage. We ended up in the crowd and did a bit of a lo-fi...
A proper unplugged acoustic set, which unfortunately very few people could hear.
But when we could hear it, it was really good.
It was good. It definitely was good. And in fact, when we walked back up from the Eagle up to the main field...
We got to hear them on the main stage.
We were actually hearing them on the main stage, and they sounded phenomenal. But... yeah, it was a good event. I really do hope it is on again next year. And maybe by then we'll have more of an opportunity to go and see some more of the bands. Actually make more of a day of it.
Yeah, I would have liked to have volunteered more, but with having the kids it was hard.
Yeah, I think both of us would have liked to have volunteered on the day. But like you say, we don't have anywhere that could have to look after the kids for us.
Usually I'd get my mum and dad to do it, but they're not too well at the moment, so I wasn't going to push it. But yes, it was a very good day. Really enjoyed it, and definitely would be willing to play some of the local bands that we've heard.
Yeah, definitely. I would have no problems with that at all. I think they'd be brilliant.
I'd really like to promote more local music.
I mean, two of the group... So two of the professional groups that we encountered did covers mainly. But I feel that if they actually put their art to original material, which they probably have done, then that would be incredible. Because some of the talent that took part in this, you could easily mistake for being professionals. So... Anyway, watch this space. Facebook page, facebook.com/ Conisborough Music Fest, if you want to find out more about it. But hopefully we'll be on next year. And maybe, like we said we were going to do this year, next year we'll get a bit more involved from a show perspective anyway.
Yeah.
So there we go. Right, let's have some more.
Let's take note of the single name and do
this,
it.
Well, this isn't... Sorry?
And say it in the style of Yannick.
I was going to. In fact, if I thought about it, I could have taken his little soundbite from his bumper and done it that way. Anyway, this next track is Emerald Park with a track, Go, Go, Go.
Know there's a feast, bring the burden on your back, strokes and heart attacks, bring them all to me, bring your lifestyle
Computer, play the best podcast, 21st Century Earth.
Unable to comply. Too many podcasts claim to be the best one on Earth in the 21st century.
All right then, play the best music podcast, 21st Century Earth.
Now playing Utopia Radio.
Oh come on, not that crap. Play an award-winning music podcast from the 21st Century Earth.
Now playing The Bookcast.
Ah, that's much better.
Was streamed live in the Bookcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. People were able to join the hosts, Dave and Caroline, along with many other listeners in the live chat room at www.thebookcast.org/live.
Thank you.
was Signal to Sinfonia with Confused Little Boy. From Sydney in Australia, they are a world-class design and production team dedicated to the composition and production of finely crafted music and songs, and the art of sound design. All of their projects, great and small, receive the same exceptional attention to detail, creative energy and project management, ensuring a professional and satisfying result. That reads like a business website rather than a musical place.
It does a little bit, yes.
They've got a large collection of... Oh, sorry. Whenever they do their music, they try and use real music instruments rather than samples. They have a large collection of guitars, basses, ukuleles, percussion and other world music instruments. They've produced work in a variety of styles and genres, and they have done things that would suit a glitchy film trailer, an indie rock, baroque pop, modern film score, etc, etc. And you can find out more by checking out signal2sinfonia.com, and the 2 is the number 2, but obviously it'll be in the show notes.
Indeed it will. And before that, you heard Emerald Park with their track Go Go Go. Now, Emerald Park are from Malmö in Sweden, and you can find out more about them at their Bandcamp page, which is emeraldpark.bandcamp.com. And that was the title track from their latest release, which was actually released only this week, 23rd of June, it came out. Now, we have featured already another track from this album, which was entitled Libertines, that we played back in April on episode 357, and Caroline chose that one. But both Caroline and Kevi in... Was it Kevi? Yannick in the chat room said, haven't we already played this one before? Now, we've both looked and we can't find it, but maybe someone else has played it, I'm not sure. It did sound familiar to me when I first selected it, but I was absolutely certain we hadn't played it before. So maybe we've played something similar before. I don't know. So anyway, so that was our penultimate song, which means that next week, the Budcast episode 366 will be broadcast live in the Budcast chat room at thebudcast.org/live on Friday, July the 4th. No. That's a Saturday, Friday, July the 3rd at 9:30 p.m. UK time. If you'd like to get in contact with us and tell us how fantastic we are, we already know, but it's nice when other people tell us, then you can send us an email. feedback@thebugcast.org is our address. But you can also find us on the social networks. For more information about that, you can find on our website, which you... I'm tired, which you can find at the Bug... I'm going to start getting you to read some of this stuff out, which you can find at thebugcast.org.
Maybe if you pre-record it, you could have it as a jingle.
I have asked... Well, having me pre-record it and reading it out just sounds wooden. If someone else recorded it...
Well, either I will record it, or we'll get the kids to record it, or a bit of bumper.
That's
have
a nice
a good
idea.
Selection.
Well, as our listeners are really letting us down on the recording bumpers thingy,
we'll put our maybe if you get the children. Labor.
Yes, exactly. So, if you want us to, what's the word? Remove the likelihood of us putting our children in to labour in recording us. Jingles against their will, then you know what to do. Record us something and send it to us via email. So it is last track time, and this is another track from Manhattan, who are from Tomsk in Russia, formerly known as Sunwill. And this is another track which has been taken from the band's, I suppose it's their debut EP, bearing in mind it's a new name, which is entitled Take It. If you want to find out
more...
I'd done well at that point.
Then
if you want to find
out
more about Manhattan, then you can find them at Facebook, facebook.com/Manhattan Band 1. Now, what's interesting about this is I've actually seen them spelling Manhattan three different ways on different websites.
I reckon it's just to check that you're reading it properly.
Yes, I know. But if I look up Manhattan on Facebook, I probably won't find it. If I look it up on SoundCloud, I'll get something else. They're also on VK, the VKontakte, the Russian Facebook thing, and their account's suspended, so which is interesting. Anyway, we shall leave you with this track by Manhattan. It's entitled Dance With Me, and we'll catch you next week on Friday this time.
Bye.
See ya. We'll be right back.
take a step to me, you will feel how music makes you burn, and you don't want me to.
Submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them, using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.